best for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hello, girls. This is Mrs. Waite again. My wish is that this be a year of new hope and personal kindness to those we love. It's sort of easy to be kind to strangers, but those we love and see every day, sometimes we forget, and we lose that little spirit of kindness that we need. My years, all thine, O Lord, I would not change them if I could. The way was best, though not always understood. The years have mounted, the path is often steep, yet on the rocky places thou my feet doth keep. Dear Lord, I pray for the women who are listening today, that this program will be a blessing in their life, that they will be nurtured and edified. And may this new year be one that we read our Bible with new eyes and new understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Recently, a woman sent me a letter, and it was quite disturbing to me, and so I sat right down. I remember it was a Saturday, and I had not planned to write letters that day, but I sat down and wrote her a long answer to her letter. And I thought, because we've been talking about reading the Word of God, and last week I read some very interesting things to you, and the last few times we've been talking about reading the Word. And by the way, if you want this Bible reading schedule, just call me, 1-800-JOHN-10-9, and ask for the one where you read 85 verses a day and you finish the Bible in 1 year. And if you want one of our calendars, ask for that. It's a little pocket calendar. It's blue, and you'll really like it. So this lady wrote to me, and then I wrote to her, and I thought I would read it to you because last week I said to you, remember, I encourage you to read the King James Bible because it's the best Bible. It's translated the best from the right text, the right Greek and Hebrew text. And the reason we have so many other versions of the Bible is because one of the reasons is that it's translated from wrong Hebrew and Greek. So let's get right into it. This is quite a long letter. Now, dear friend, to the meat of your letter. If I understand you correctly, you feel that the Authorized Version, the King James Version, is inspired of God. You must believe that the words in the King James Version were breathed out, just as the original language was breathed out to Jeremiah and Moses and Paul and James. This is where we disagree. It was only the original Greek and Hebrew that was breathed out. The King James Version, which we call Bible, was translated properly, correctly, and carefully by skilled translators back in King James' day. The men who translated were excellent scholars and knew the original language as well as other languages. They did the job for us. We need no other translation of God's words. But remember, the Holy Ghost did not move them along to write the Scriptures. They translated copies of the God-breathed original words into English. Their English was not like ours. I know you understand that, at least I think you do. Presently, I'm reading Tyndale's translation of the Scriptures in its original script and the original small-sized, pocket-sized Bible. It has been most interesting, at first difficult. These same skillful translators that I talked about before I got off on Tyndale included in the original King James Version, the one with the words we can't understand very well, the Apocrypha. Those are the books between the Old and New Testaments that the Catholics are fond of. See, when I said you can't understand them, the original King James in 1611 was written in that early kind of writing, just like the Tyndale writing that I'm reading, and we do not spell that way. They're the same words, but spelled the way they spelled in 1611, which was any way they felt like spelling, I think. So these apocryphal books, between the Old and New Testament, are the ones found in the Catholic Bible, and the Catholics encourage people to read those. Those books say things which are contrary to the rest of the words of God. The Apocrypha contradicts some of the teachings of the actual Bible itself. These writings condone lying and suicide, immorality, and perhaps stealing. They contradict the God-breathed words in which they find themselves nestled between the Old and the New Testaments. The Apocrypha was not inspired by the Holy Spirit. Holy men of God were not moved by the Holy Ghost to write those spurious books. Today, most of the copies of the Authorized Version do not contain that deceitful Apocrypha, the books that were included in the first King James Bible. Now, I'm only telling you this to point out that the men who translated our precious Bible were not perfect men. They used very bad judgment in that regard, using the Apocrypha. Many of them were high churchmen, and their clothes and service were extremely formal with much pomp. Others were Puritans who wanted no ceremony trappings at all. But more of the translators were of the high church variety. To believe that the King James Bible is not inspired of God does not do a disservice to our blessed Bible, no. It's just a fact. It has nothing to do with scholarship. The Dean Bergen Society, or my husband for that matter, says so. This does not mean we do not hold the King James in high regard. It does not mean that we demean it or that we do not think it is the words of God in English. It is God's words for us today. That's the King James Bible. We use it, defend it, and recommend no other version in the English language. I read your letter to my husband, Pastor Waite. It was a grief of heart to do so. He reiterated his belief to me. How you could think he believed otherwise, I do not know. And this is what my husband told me, and I wrote it down for her, and I'm reading it to you. The original words of God are perfect and inspired of God, and God-breathed, but not the English. The King James Version is a translation, and in my husband's opinion, the only accurate English translation. Dr. Waite does not use the words infallible or inerrant when speaking of any translation. This does not mean he believes the King James Bible to be errant or fallible. On the contrary, he believes the KJV is an accurate translation of God's words. He only uses infallible and inerrant for the original words of God, the God-breathed words. I was very taken aback by my friend's criticism of the Dean Bergen Society. I can tell by what she wrote that she knew very little about the group. It is not a sophisticated know-it-all group at all. In fact, most of the members and speakers do not know Greek or Hebrew. In fact, some of us could use help with our English. The men who preach love the King James Bible and wish to defend it. Lately, my husband has made a distinction for clarification of what is inspired. It is not the translation that is inspired of God in any language. It is the original Hebrew, Greek, and some Aramaic that came from the mouth of God. This does not mean that we revere the King James Bible any less. In fact, more because it is such an accurate translation. The Dean Bergen Society is interested in all languages and translations. So many of them are translated from the wrong text. This makes them incomplete and in error as far as the words of God are concerned. A few years ago, a follower of Peter Ruckman made the statement on a national television program that all people had to learn English in order to have a Bible that was the Word of God. Of course, this is not true, but the man believed that the King James was inspired of God. And being thus inspired of God, it is the Word of God from God's mouth. No other will do. I certainly hope that none of you have been entangled with the teachings of Peter Ruckman. If so, we have no meeting place whatsoever on the subject. Dr. Ruckman believes the King James Bible is not only inspired of God, including the italics, but also the King James Bible corrects the Greek and Hebrew from which it is taken, thus giving the King James Bible advanced revelation. Indeed, I am sorry for you if you have succumbed to such teachings. He is most unkind and judgmental in his approach to this issue. Another person who has done much to promote the Authorized Version is Gail Riplinger. She's written many good things, but she appears to be a follower of Peter Ruckman also. We know her personally, and it saddens me that she goes in that direction. I will not go in here this account about her today. When my husband preaches and teaches, he never corrects the King James Bible, ever. It does not need a correcting. He does say that a Greek word can have many other words to explain it. The KJV translators chose the words they felt were best for that particular passage. You would be surprised how similar Tyndale is to the King James Bible. My husband is a defender of the Bible that you love and that I love. I do not see how anyone could think otherwise. You said that my husband was instrumental in your learning about the version issue. I remember the message at Old Bridge. Very well, that's where we met this lady first. I was there. I think that I videoed the services then. Because he helped you so much to get on the right version path, why can't you learn from him without being so critical of what he is teaching and the society that he has given 26 plus years to encourage? It seems that you have turned on the very one who opened your eyes. And that's most of that letter. Then I wrote some personal things. I could say, I guess, I must confess that your letter and this letter that I answered was a surprise. I expected friendship and received rebuke. Usually when we receive a letter such as yours, we throw it out. But because it was you, I did not want to do that. I am saddened that you have become listed among those who are against us. It is too bad. I can't help but take it personally. Maybe I shouldn't have read that last paragraph, but I did. Because sometimes people that you help and give your whole energy to turn against you. I'm sure you've had that. I was very interested in some of these passages. I have a little bit of time. I can read them to you from Nehemiah 8:8. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And then Jeremiah 36:8, and Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. And then later in Jeremiah, and it shall be when thou hast made an end of reading this book. So reading the Bible, just having the Bible sit there and say, oh, I believe the Bible, I believe the King James Bible is the best Bible, and just having it sit on your coffee table or dusting in a shelf does not do any good. You must read it. Acts 13:15 said, and after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogues sent unto them, saying, ye men and brethren, if ye have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. They read the law. 2 Corinthians, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. And then in 1 Timothy we read, till I come, give attendance to reading, to the exhortation, to doctrine. I ask you girls to give attendance to reading. Within this ample volume lies, this is by Sir Walter Scott from 1771 to 1832 he lived, within this ample volume lies the mystery of mysteries. Happiest they of human race to whom their God has given grace to read, to fear, to hope, to pray, to lift the latch, to force the way. But better had they ne'er been born that read to doubt or read to scorn. I'm under God's care. Are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.